As I thought about Hanukkah this year and the need for light in our world, I remembered that I had a book on my shelf, a tiny little book somewhere on the shelves. How many Jewish children's stories do I have? I mean, Gary had to build me a house for my books. called The Christmas Menorahs, How a Town Fought Hate. It was written in 1995 about a true story that happened in 1993. Now, I have no connection to this story. Rabbi Rappaport actually knows the family in the story. So I'm telling the story based on the book. You can correct the story later. So I'm telling the story tonight because I think it's a story that was written so many years ago and still somehow has meaning for us today. Little Isaac Schnitzer was doing his math homework downstairs with his babysitter, Ms. Davis. His parents were out for the evening. They had lit the candles. It was the third night of Hanukkah, so the story goes. They had lit the candles together, and Isaac had math homework, so his parents went out, and Isaac was sitting and doing his math homework. And then all of a sudden, he heard glass smashing upstairs in his bedroom. Isaac lived in Billings, Montana, and it was freezing in December, and the house was not all that big, and they could already, he and Ms. Davis, feel the cold coming in. The Schnitzers were a Jewish family in Billings, Montana, and they had Hanukkah menorahs in every window. There was an electric menorah shining brightly in Isaac's bedroom, and Isaac and Ms. Davis went upstairs to his bedroom. And there, lo and behold, was a rock on his bed, which was under the window. And the electric menorah was smashed on his bed. You know, those orange lights were all crumbled on his sheets. And the window was broken, and the cold air was coming into the bedroom. And Miss Davis grabbed Isaac, and they left the bedroom and closed the door and said, "We're going to call your parents right away." And of course, Isaac's parents, the Schnitzers, rushed home and took a look at what was going on and said to Isaac, "We can't touch anything. We'll call Chief Inman, the police chief." "Oh, I really like Chief Inman," Isaac said. "He came to my school. He's a really nice man." "Yes," his parents said, "but we can't touch anything." And Isaac had watched a lot of television, so he knew right away, yes, because it's a crime scene and we don't want to mess anything up. It was probably before CSI, but even kids then knew about crime scenes from television. So Chief Inman came and said to Isaac, "Isaac, go do your math homework for a while. I want to talk to your parents." It seems that the Schnitzers and some other families, Jewish families in town, had received hate letters at this time of year from a hate group that was plaguing the town. They had already vandalized the synagogue. They were attacking Native American communities. They had already sent threats to the African American church. It was not a positive time. We sometimes think we're the only ones in a hateful world, but every generation has a hateful world. And these forces of hate rise up against us, and they look for us wherever we are. And there were Jews in Billings, Montana, and therefore we were ready for desecration. Well, Chief Inman took all the photos he needed. The police investigated. But the chief was a really special person. And he said, "I can't let this happen in my town." And he decided that he would talk to people in the town about how they would combat hate, because the answer to combat hate was not to make all the menorahs go away. There had to be another answer. At home at the Schnitzer house, Isaac was having a conversation with his parents. "Let's get rid of all the menorahs. Because after all, if they don't know we're Jews, they won't throw any more rocks in the windows." That night he slept with his parents. They moved the bed the next day, cleaned up the mess, had the window repaired. The parents decided they would keep the menorahs in the windows, but they would let Isaac decide whether or not he'd put a menorah in his bedroom window. And he was struggling with the decision. He struggled the next day when he went to school to tell his friends. And one of his friends, Teresa Hanley, who knew nothing about Hanukkah, asked Isaac about Hanukkah, and Isaac told him the story, that it was a story of religious persecution and how he had been persecuted just the night before. And the students said, we need to do something. But it was Chief Inman and the family friend, Margaret McDonald, that really came up with the idea. And then Billings did something amazing. From the newspaper to the community to the churches, they did something transformative. Chief Inman said to the community, we cannot allow the forces of hate to take over. And their family friend and community leader, Margaret McDonald, came up with an idea. What if we did what the Danes did? She had remembered from church the story, which is mostly a fiction, but it's a precious story in our family, the story of King Christian, who put on the Jewish star when the Nazis made all the Danes put on Jewish stars, to say we are all Danes. And if we are Jews to be persecuted, then we are all Jews. And so all the Jews of Denmark put on the yellow star so that the Nazis wouldn't know who was Jewish and who wasn't. And Gary and I have been supporters of Denmark ever since Denmark saved almost every Jew in the country, as opposed to other countries that gave up their Jews. So Margaret remembered this story from her childhood, and she said at a community meeting, we need to do what the Danish Jews did. What the Danes did for their Jews. We all need to put menorahs in our window. The newspaper published a menorah that people could hang up in their windows, and at the meeting, they handed out menorahs. And people were asked, beside their Christmas trees, in their front windows, to hand out the menorahs and to place the menorahs. Some people actually made copies and placed a menorah in every one of their windows in Billings, Montana. And you could see the Christmas trees, and you could see the menorahs. And it was very exciting. And Isaac, who was really scared, Lynn, could you hand these out for me on the other side of the sanctuary? Thank you. Isaac, who was really scared and didn't want to put the menorah back in his window, got in the car with his mom. And his mom took Isaac around town. And Isaac said, oh my goodness, Mom, look, everybody's got a menorah in their window. And at his friend Teresa Hanley's house, Teresa wanted her family to put up menorahs in their window. Her family really didn't know much about Jews. And her mom said, okay, Teresa, you can tell us all about Hanukkah at the dinner table and we'll make the decision together. The entire town, all the churches, everyone put up menorahs in their window. They were saying to the hate, no, we are not going to give in to the hate. We are going to give in to love. And then Teresa and her family looked up in the encyclopedia what Hanukkah was, and they made their own menorah. And Teresa made a big sign for her window that said, dear Isaac, the Hanley family stands with you. A friend from school. And the teacher used it as an opportunity to say, you know, the Native American child who is ostracized at in gym class, or the African-American child that you're not inviting to lunch at your table. Isaac isn't the only one who's faced discrimination. But a whole town in 1993, in Billings, Montana, of all places, put menorahs in their window. And Isaac's mother drove him around, and he was so happy. And then he got to Teresa's house and he saw the sign, Dear Isaac. And Isaac said, Mom, we have to do something to thank the town. So Isaac went home and made this big, big sign. It said, Dear Billings, Montana, thank you for caring about my family. And Isaac felt better about being Jewish in this town that stood up for its Jews. Until I read the story, I really didn't know there were Jews in Billings, Montana, let's face it. When Rabbi Rappaport came here, I really didn't even know where Idaho was. I had to look it up on a map. But the story is as real today. It's the story of Charlottesville when the police department said, "We can't protect you, synagogue." And little old ladies from the local church, one 75-year-old lady, went and stood in front of the synagogue. It's the story of standing up as a person of faith, not because somebody tells you to, and not because anybody is collectively pushing you to, but because inside you burns a candle that says, this is not okay. Light one candle. Now, the Christmas of Billings, Montana was interesting because Hanukkah came and went, and the people did not take their menorahs down from the windows. And I think they probably thought Hanukkah was a month long. But it was a statement that as we observe our holiday, we will stand beside our Jews in the community. And you know what happened? No more rocks were thrown through windows. And the hate mongers somehow crawled back into their holes where they belong. Each one of us can use Hanukkah as an opportunity to light a light. It's not my place to tell you where you light that light. All I can tell you is if they could put up menorahs in Billings, if you don't have a menorah in your window because you're afraid, go home and don't be afraid. And if you didn't put your menorah out because you were just too tired, I don't even know where our electric menorah is because it was a crazy week and we came back from biennial, but we're going to go home and put it in the window before people show up for Latke and Learn tomorrow. Light your candle. Remember Billings. Remember Charlottesville. And remember Isaac. It is never easy to be the one who's persecuted, but it is a lot easier when there's someone out there who stands with you, even if they don't understand everything about you. Light your candle. Happy Hanukkah.